Hello?
Oh, hi, Daniel.
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. I don't have long. I'm waiting on a doctor's appointment in their office at the moment.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the heads up. I can call back if you like. I was just calling because we're having trouble with the payment.
Well, I texted on like the 12th or 13th to cancel, and y'all are still saying that I owe you, but you said all I needed to do was text and that it would cancel.
According to the agreement and the terms and conditions that we have on file, we can't cancel an account via email or text message. You have to call us so that we can verify identity. So that's why there's an outstanding balance on the account.
Well, they told me all I had to do was text that line.
Who told you? Do you remember?
Last person I talked to a little over a month ago.
Okay. So I can look into that and I can pull the call if necessary because that's outside of our policy. You have to call us to verify identity. So let me look into it and get back to you because right now we're in a situation where there's a $129 past due balance on the account, and I can't cancel the account with the past due balance. But let me at least look into that last call.
Because I know I was told that. I'll tell my bank to pay it at all, and I just won't care. Because I know I'm right on this. I know that they told me all I had to do was text.
Like I said, Daniel, don't worry. I'll look into that, and I'll see if I can find that call recording. If not, what will happen is you're only past due for $129 right now, but that will reoccur to $258 on the 15th of next month and eventually affect your credit. So I don't want that to happen to you, obviously. So let me at least look into this and see what I can do for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.